My original vinyls, man. One of the very first albums I ever owned. This was one of them for sure. 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. And joining us now, we have Kate Meehan. She is our pop culture editor at dailyboom.net. Kate, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, a lot of drama around the new Disney Snow White. On the one hand, the early, you know, released unofficial pictures showing who would be cast in it, and that raised a lot of eyebrows, and then including having a Hispanic actress play Snow White and not dwarves play the dwarves that are not going to be the dwarves anymore and all that. Now you've got additional drama because Rachel Zegler, the lead, allegedly is being replaced by Jenna Ortega because of her comments about the film not being or being woker than it should be or whatever. But is this true? Is she actually being replaced?
She is not being replaced. The rumor started with the fact that she was replaced in the Paddington, I think it was Paddington 3, I think that's what they're up to, that film during the writer's strike. They made the announcement that they were replacing her with an actress that would work through the strike. And so because of that, it somehow kind of steamrolled and tumbled into her being replaced in Snow White as well. And that is just not the truth at all. She's definitely still cast.
Which is a good example of how sometimes people want to believe a thing, you know, and somebody misreports it and, oh, Jenna Ortega, you know, she's great in Wednesday. Let's have her over here or whatever. Of course, now there's a second phase of the drama as Snow White is getting a reactionary creation by Ben Shapiro. And he's making a film, Snow White and the Evil Queen or something like that, which is starring a white girl as Snow White and a more traditional plot line, and they're going to be releasing it on some service I've never heard of before. What's going on here?
Yeah, what's going on here is basically you have someone that sees what has been set in place for the Snow White that's being worked on by the big studio and is trying to make it a little bit different, a little more proper in their own vision and mind, and managed to sell it to a platform that nobody's heard of, which kind of tells you the mileage that it's going to get.
Yeah, it seemed to me like almost, it's weird because it's like it's like the conservative reactionary against, right? The woke Disney update.
Yes.
And now that the stuff is in the public domain, it's allowed or whatever. And it just seemed to me like if you were going to make a satire of, you know, right, conservatives, people like me and Ben Shapiro, and you were SNL and you did this as a sketch, you know, like they were going to, they were going to satirize people like me or Ben making a movie like this in response. It would make a great sketch making satire, but it turns out to be the real life thing that somebody's doing, right?
Bingo, exactly.
Sometimes we can't get out of the way of our own is what would be satire against us. Other stuff that's been going on, I see Britney Spears' name like every day in some kind of a news. First, it was the Justin Timberlake that he, you know, allegedly asked her to get an abortion. Now we have stuff about cheating and why she shaved her head and what was her favorite drug. Any of this that's worth talking about? And I mean, the abortion thing, I guess, is the one that kind of captivated people's attention this week.
Well, it was the first thing to grab attention. It was the first hook to make people start talking about the book as far as the contents go. Probably not that shocking considering how young they were and, you know, they were in Hollywood and just, you know, all the things that they were doing at that point in time. Probably not shocking, probably very true. Justin has not responded to that yet. But then she's addressed in her own way pretty much every scandal that you can think of. She admits that her drug of choice during her partying years was Adderall because it helped her to stay happy. So people thought she was on harder drugs than that, and she claims that was it. Also, the head shaving was an act of rebellion, which we kind of figured, but she had been tired of just, you know, everything being about her appearance and her being sexualized and just all of that. And so by shaving the head, in her mind, maybe people would stop looking at her, or looking at her in that certain image, they would see her differently. And I mean, we all kind of saw her differently, but you know, that was her standpoint of, she was sick of being called pretty. She was sick of all those, you know, the things that went with the blonde hair and the ads and the videos and all of that. And just, she's addressed all kinds of things. Justin cheated. She cheated. The rumor about her and Wade Robeson, who was her choreographer back in the 90s, and did most of her videos and was on tour with her. There were all kinds of rumors about them being together, and she's finally confirmed that. So all kinds of tidbits in there. If you're a Britney fan and you kind of know the history, she's confirming a lot of it, and it'll be interesting to see if any of the people on the other side of these confirmations actually respond, or they just let it go.
Right, right. And I kind of like your comment that she shaved her head as an act of rebellion. I don't yet know of anybody who ever shaved their head as an act of conformity. So that's, you know, maybe not the most common thing, but right, exactly. It's wild. We also, in, you know, I don't think any of that is particularly surprising, like you said, but it's more confirmation of either what we knew or suspected. Similarly, the stories out now about Robin Williams are, I don't find them surprising, but again, it's, you know, what people are now saying about him and drugs and all of that, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we all kind of knew. There was always an insinuation. There was some level of admittance. But they said, you know, when he was on cocaine, he was a monster. And it's not a secret, because it was so prominent in his early comedy, especially. And his stage acts, like, it was in there. It was right in front of your face. So there's no shock there. But probably the sadder part is later on, when he got sick and was starting to slip, like the last film set that he was working on, and the last, I think he also was doing a TV show, if I remember correctly, and he just wasn't recognizing people. It would take him a minute or two to be able to put the face to the name and figure out who he was talking to. Like, there were signs mentally that he was going, which I guess were really sad.
And there's, in some ways, this is a tale that's far older than, like, modern TV and film. I mean, the troubled artist, the distressed artist who uses drugs, uses substances, is, you know, a little off to begin with, is part of what makes them captivating and entertaining and prolific as an author, artist, whatever, writer. But it's also what often leads to their downfall, demise, depression, suicide, all of the things, you know. The candle that burns brightly often burns at both ends, and terribly for both ends, you know. So, it's, again, I don't think it's all that surprising, but of course it's sad to hear after all of these years. Well, always are we getting a Suits reboot? I can't tell you how many people are mentioning to me that they're watching Suits either for the first time or again, and how great a show. I still have not seen it, but is Suits going to come back as a show?
They are in talks. It is definitely being discussed. I haven't seen real confirmation yet, but like you just said, I have seen a lot of people on social media who have just finished streaming the whole series and can't believe how good it was. So I haven't seen it either, but clearly it's worth a look. Yeah. And if they're talking about rebooting it and bringing it back, it seems like the kind of show that you could just add on to. We don't have to go back in time and make it not work, because it usually doesn't work if you're going back to something very old. Like, it seems like something they might really be able to pick up where they left off because of the time frame, and just keep going with it. So if it's got this renewed popularity, it might be a smart move. Something we don't often say about a reboot or bringing something back.
Very good. Oh, by the way, we're in a military town, as you know, and one of my texters just said, you know, Andrew, almost everybody in the military has shaved their head as an act of conformity. So, fair enough.
Very true.
I meant pop stars, but fair enough. You're not wrong about that. Kate Meehan, she is our pop culture editor at dailyboom.net. Kate, so lovely to always talk to you. Thanks. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.